With the illegal invasion of Libya by U.S. NATO forces resulting in the brutal murder of Gaddafi, all military options of the Zionist West against any sovereign nation are now on the table. In other words, if a nation is not on board with a Judaic world order, then that country is like a marked man, doomed for a hangman's noose. The world is now awhirl with fears of World War III due to the flood of headline news of an imminent attack on Iran by Israel and its colony abroad, the Zionist States of America. And the Jewish propaganda machine is wasting no time exploiting the International Atomic Energy Agency's recent Zionist-inspired report that Iran's nuclear program includes a military dimension that will be operational within months. Somehow that report came just in time for Jewish hysteria to move into full gear. The Jewish Policy Center, for instance, among the hundreds of Jewish lobbies in America, is spinning the report as compelling evidence that Iran is building an arsenal of nuclear weapons. And we have Jewish neocon leader William Kristol, who appeared on this week's edition of Fox News Sunday, spouting the persistent Judaic war cry that America has an obligation to act to stop a nuclear-armed Iran.
It seems to me the United States has the obligation to act and not leave it to Israel.
And that omnipresent Jewish warmonger, Jeffrey Goldberg, whose agenda for stuffing body bags with more Gentile American soldiers, their own do not die in Zionist-inspired wars, is featured on this week's Bloomberg News, calling on Obama to save Israel from Iran. In response to the Zionist drumbeats of war, Ahmadinejad announced that he will retaliate by launching his Qadr cruise missiles targeting Tel Aviv, which have the capacity to evade sophisticated radar. He also threatens to block the Strait of Hormuz, which would sever 40% of the world's oil supplies. Zbigniew Brzezinski, now fallen from grace due to his anti-Zionist counsels, has stated over and over again that an attack on Iran will quadruple gas prices in America and set the Persian Gulf ablaze.
My view on Iran is we don't need to increase the scale of the conflict, because an increase in that conflict would probably reignite the conflict in Iraq, would set the Persian Gulf ablaze, would increase the price of oil twofold, threefold, fourfold.
And that ablazing is now in its prelude stage. Last week, the New York Times, the flagship of our Jewish-controlled media, announced that the Pentagon is engaged in a buildup of troops in the Persian Gulf region. Both China, Iran's number one oil importer, and Russia, whose friendship with Iran throws a curveball at the Zionist puppet Obama, have warned that an attack on Iran would have serious consequences. But serious consequences for the world are of no concern for international Jewry's warmongers, led by the neocons, who just won't go away. And since 9-1-1, the Jewish neocons have led us into unceasing chaos and unnecessary bloodshed. What's now left of any sane opportunity for concord and harmony between sovereign nations is about to be shattered through an attack on Iran, which can only mean good news for international Jewry, but bad news for the rest of us. World War III.